You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1461.
Can I continue with what I am doing now? Right? How does life look like if I keep doing what I'm doing now? And play that movie 1, 2, 3, 4 years from now. And for most of you, it'll be an ugly scene. Okay, I know this because I played my own movie and had to make a change. You've got to build a team.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Today, I'm going to talk about the 9 things I wish that I knew before I started to scale my real estate wholesaling business. So I think you're going to like today's episode because it really reflects a lot of the pain that I went through really trying to grow my business. I remember when I was, I don't know, maybe 30 years old and I had my third child on the way, my third or the fourth, and I was working like a madman. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I'd quit my job. And I was making it happen, but I woke up and I woke up later than I normally do. And I remember thinking, oh, I don't want to go to work today. And the funny thing was, I didn't have a job, right? I was a business owner and this thing was supposed to give me freedom. And so that's when I decided to scale my business, build a team. And today I do have a team, right? I rarely, I haven't met with a seller on a single family real estate deal probably in, over 3, 4, 5 years. I think it might be 5 years. And, you know, I do meet with sellers on our mobile home park deals that we do, but I've set up the business now where I don't, you know, talk to the buyers or the sellers or handle the paperwork. And it's given me a tremendous amount of freedom. I run a business that throws off a lot of profit, gives us a lot of freedom. It's got lower overhead and it spits off cash month after month after month. And I want you to have the same exact thing. You're probably listening to this podcast because you want more money and more freedom. So I made a lot of mistakes trying to scale my business. And so every time I talk about this, I'll mention maybe my mistake and how I would fix it. So the first thing that you need to know when growing your business, or maybe this is the realization that you need to come to, is that you cannot do this by yourself. Now, I know some of you are solopreneurs, and hey, I want to commend you for wanting to grow your business. I also want to commend you for taking the jump and the leap of faith. Maybe you've done some deals, maybe you've done a few dozen deals, and you are on your way. But I'm sure there's some days where you feel the frustration, where you just can't gain traction, right? You're answering phone calls, emails, going to the title company, meeting with the sellers, you're not following up properly. I know the feeling. Maybe you're thinking, Todd, how do you know what's going on in my life? Because I've been there. And I got to tell you, teamwork does make the dream work. You cannot sustain this by yourself. Anything amazing has to be done with a group of people. Okay, it doesn't need to be done with a ton of people, but a group of people. I'm going to talk about this. And it's easy to do. You can do it for low overhead. And I'm telling you, it is just so much easier. And so once you realize that, I want you to ask yourself just a simple question. Say, can I continue with what I am doing now? Right? How does life look like if I keep doing what I'm doing now? And play that movie 1, 2, 3, 4 years from now. And for most of you, it'll be an ugly scene. Okay, I know this because I played my own movie and had to make a change. You've got to build a team. Doesn't need to be a big team, but you need people to help you. The second thing I'm going to talk about is you must invest in your business monthly. Okay, this thing it's a baby, right? And this thing feeds you. And if you've got a cow or a horse and you owned a farm, you would feed that cow and you would feed that horse every single day. And so when you start your business, you need to invest in it, both with your money and marketing dollars, right? Or reinvesting some of your profits into your marketing dollars. That's the key thing, right? You're not going to go out and buy a Lambo, or you shouldn't, that first 3 months of business, right? You have a great month and all of a sudden you blow your profits on a $100,000 car. My advice is to don't do that. Every single month you need to invest $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 into your business. You don't need to start there, but you should start at $1,000 to $2,000. Then 3 to 4, then 5 to 6, then 8 to 10, then 10 to 20. okay, and get a multiple of that back. But you've got to invest month after month after month after month after month. And all of a sudden, those leads are going to start to expand and your conversion's going to get better and you're going to do bigger deals, bigger profits in your bank account. All of a sudden, you're going to say, holy crap, look at what this investment yielded. You will reap what you sow. The question is, how much are you going to sow? It never stops. The reinvestment is constant, right? The great thing about this is that you should get a positive return. And if you're not, you got to listen to this podcast more and really make 4 to 5 times on your money every single time that you invest a dollar. I'll do that deal every single day. Number three, when it comes to profit per deal, size matters. You can't thrive in this business with $10,000, $15,000 deals. If you've done one or two of those, hey, I want to commend you. High five. Good stepping stone. But now we're going to go to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, even $100,000 deal. You can do it. Okay. I feel it. We do six-figure deals in our business. You can do six-figure deals in your business. My standard for you is 50 grand, and I want you to do those month after month after month. Size matters when it comes to deal size. Now, here's the great thing. When it comes to team size doesn't matter. Do not get impressed by someone who says they have 15 employees. I know of wholesalers who have 10, 15 employees, and they talk about all the deals they do, and they're all over social media, and they are like netting hardly any money. Like 10, 15 employees, and they're netting 70 grand with all of that overhead and stress and managing. Oh, I just want to just gouge my eyes out thinking about that, right? You don't need to do that. I'm telling you right now, with 3 people, including yourself, you could be doing $1 million a year. Okay. You have to have a good 3 people, but you can make $1 million a year with 3 people. I've talked about that with you, a good lead manager, and a really, really good virtual assistant. And you are going to smoke the guy who's got 10 or 20 employees who is not as efficient, right? Who's hiring a team just for the sake of hiring a team's sake. So size doesn't matter, but you do need 2 or 3 employees in short order. Number one, to handle your admin, and number 2, to get you out face to face with sellers, the right sellers. The next one I'm going to talk about is everybody else is broke. Your competition is broke. They don't know how to run a business. They don't know how to close. They don't know how to do big deals. They don't know how to market consistently like you do. They don't know how to get rid of the fat and delegate the right things so that they know how to focus on their highest and best use, which is closing big, fat, monster deals. And if you listen to this, you got a huge, huge, huge edge on your competition. I got to tell you, I coach the country's best wholesalers, and my students do a lot of profit. I teach this. I reinforce this. We get a lot of people who call us and they are obsessed with these big teams and high overhead, and they're making no money. So ignore everybody, ignore social media. Everybody's a liar. I'm just telling you how it is. Focus on yourself and your business will grow. Next is invest in cash flowing assets. This is really, really, really important. So as you make money in this business, I got to tell you, I was so focused on, you know, the next deal, the next deal, the next deal, the next deal. And that's good, right? I want you to do a lot of profit. But the issue with that is you will pay taxes on your wholesale profits. And that's not bad, right? I mean, taxes means you're making money, you're running a profit. So hey, life is good. But you need to make your money work for you. Now, this is one of 2 things I'm going to talk about. But number one is that you don't need to pick something that you will enjoy. You need to make your money grow and multiply. There's a really, really good book called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's really simple. I made my kids read it. I paid them to read it, actually. And I got to tell you that the simplicity of this book is amazing, right? Because it's just so, so, so true. And so you need to get your money working for you. Now, the good part about this is my next part is there are much easier ways to make a lot of money than holding a single family residence. Now, I'm going to ruffle a lot of feathers here because we are in the business of flipping single family residences or flipping contracts or buying and reselling. And sometimes people are like, oh, well, you know, I made so-and-so, you know, I made this much on this property because I held it. Well, you have to understand that holding single family residences takes time, takes energy, takes management. There's repairs. And I know a lot of people who hold single family residences who actually lose money on them monthly, right? Because they're not really good managers. If you are running around like a chicken with your head cut off, and every time, let's say a property manager calls you and they're charging you $700 because you have a leaky faucet when it should cost $100, but you're not paying attention, guess what? You should not hold a single family rental. So my recommendation to you is do something that is, number one, worth your time. Number two, fits your personality. So for me, I've held single family residences, full disclosure, but I bought them right. I made most of my money on the buy side. Number two is I've also invested in the S&P 500, and that has been a steady 10% gainer every single year since I've owned it. Right now, obviously, there were years that it went down and years that it went up. But if I had to take a look at how my money's performed, right, my S&P 500 has actually outperformed the real estate. I made most of the money on the real estate the day I bought it, right? Because I had a huge, 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 huge gap there. Now, some of these properties did go up in value and there was some debt involved, but there was also a risk involved, right, in capital investment. But if you take a look at the consistency of just the S&P 500, and that is basically a group of stocks that you can buy on Vanguard, it's not a bad option for you. Okay, it may not be the right option for you, but it's a option. My plan is to buy mobile home parks and operate them, turn them around, manage them the right way, and then I eventually sell them for top dollar. Okay, but these things have been cash flow machines for me, but that is my method. It may not be your method, right? But for me, I love to invest in these things. If I had to take a mobile home park versus a single family house, it'd be a mobile home park every single day of the week. So just open your mind there. It doesn't mean that the wholesaling business isn't amazing. I love to wholesale houses. I mean, there is no way to earn faster cash than to wholesale houses, in my opinion. And this is my last one. And this one is also going to ruffle some feathers. Pick one market. Okay, pick one market. I know so many investors who are scattered across 3, 4, 5 markets and their businesses are a total crap show. Let me tell you a story. I was investing in San Diego and all of a sudden we had this bright idea that we wanted to invest in Cleveland, Ohio. And so we bought a list, we pulled a list and we started mailing in Cleveland, Ohio, and we mailed out 2,000 postcards. Now, I got to tell you, the phone started ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. We had so many motivated sellers. We locked up, are you ready? This is not an exaggeration. We locked up 20 houses from 2,000 postcards. Okay, let me repeat that. We locked up 20 houses from 2,000 postcards, and everybody is just high-fiving each other and screaming. Like, they felt like they won the lottery here. We locked up one house for $1, another one we got for free, and a ton of them like for $2,000, $5,000. I mean, we were living the high life for a moment. And then it came time to sell these properties. Okay, so we had 20 houses. Long story short, we could not sell 18 of these houses. We sold 2 of these houses. One, we sold for a $2,500 profit. And the other one we sold, I believe, for an $8,000 profit with my good friend Joe Lieber in Cleveland, Ohio. Joe, if you are listening to this, love you. By the way, if you are in that Cleveland market, reach out to Joe Lieber, check him out. Super great investor and super glad that Joe at least got us our $8,000 back. So love you, my man. But it goes to show you the part about that. You're like, oh, Todd, well, at least you made money. No, because I was distracted. And my San Diego business, man, it just crashed. I mean, this was like a plane that was on fire and then hit the ground and was totally obliterated. I had to revive this thing and rebuild a new plane because I completely ignored what was working for me. And so you need to pick your own market. You need to own it. You need to get really, really good at it. You got to commit to doing big, fat, juicy deals. And I'm telling you, you will win. It is enough. So I'm going to review. Number one, you can't do this by yourself for the long term. Number two, you must invest in your business monthly. Consistency matters. Profit per deal, size does matter. When team members, size doesn't matter. Everybody else is broke. Ignore everybody. Don't get the FOMO. Focus on the hot, high profit margin. That's a bonus one. I didn't mention that. Okay. High profit margin. Your business should be operating on greater, I mean, absolute minimum is 35% in this business. If you're operating less than 35%, you've got a problem. But my goal for you is greater than 50%. Invest in cash flowing assets. There are much easier ways to earn money on your investment than single family residences. Just do them and pick one market and absolutely dominate it. If you want to hook up with me in that Facebook group, go to wholesalinginkgroup.com. Hit me up at Todd Toback, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.